Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound. This is Volume 2, Episode 11. Our air date is Thursday, May 16th of 2024. I'm your host, C. Willie, joined again by the lovely and talented
Quarter P.
And tonight, we have special guests. The Gasoline Gypsies are joining us tonight. We are very excited to have you guys. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for having us.
Hey, very glad you're here. So you bill yourselves as Michigan-made Americana rock, and I've been enjoying everything that I've seen to this point. How did it develop to where you are today?
So as I was telling you before we got on here, the band started as a three-piece with the bass player Steve and I and our good friend Jason, and we started with me pretty much strictly playing the acoustic guitar. And it's kind of funny because that was... it was kind of Americana style music before Americana was really the genre that it is today. We kind of came full circle. We went from there to, you know, playing some pretty heavy rock tunes, and now we're kind of falling back into our old ways with that Americana sound.
And from what I see, you are very audience involved. The live show is the thing. You have an amazing following, certainly, but what's the magic there on stage with you guys?
Well, you know, a big part of it is definitely our harmonies. That does a lot for people, the vocal harmonies, that is, and guitar harmonies. Steve and I have been singing together since we were, I think I was 14 or 15 when I started singing with him. So, you know, that's definitely a big part of it. And honestly, Connor here, Big Giggly, as you called him earlier.
We're going to have to ask why.
He's later. He's kind of been the icing, especially.
Caleb is telling you it's a roundabout way of saying Tito's.
Gotcha.
Cut to the chase. Yeah, he, you know, we've been building that sound for quite a while, but that keyboard, especially in his energy on stage, like that Wheatland video that I'm sure some people out there have seen, that's kind of the new energy we have. It's grown a lot in the past year or so. For sure.
Well, it's infectious, and you can really see that in the way the audience is interacting with you guys on stage, and not just at Wheatland. Everything that you guys have got out there that the fans can see, YouTube, other places as well, you can really see the mm-hmm. your fans are right there with you on stage.
Yeah, we have we are incredibly lucky to have the fan base that we do, for sure. They are an incredible group of people. There's not a single jerk in the whole group, and there's a lot of them. You know, we're kind of like a weird little family, I guess, or big family.
The Vagabundos?
Vagabundos, yep.
Vagabundos. I had to get the pronunciation correct. Yeah. I didn't listen to my babble this morning before we got started. And so that's a story in and of itself. You've got a group of folks that follow you near and wide for your shows.
Yeah, yep. It's a great fan base. I mean, we started building it way back when we started this band, and it's just grown from there. Every time we pick up a new fan, everybody makes them feel very welcome, and it is definitely an infectious thing with these great people we call our Vagabundos.
Gotta love it.
I love it.
Very fortunate. What are some of your influences? Now, you said you went a little to the hard rock side at one point, back to kind of the Americana sound. Now, what are some of the influences that brought you to where you are today?
So for me personally, and I can speak to the other guys, a lot of us are really classic rock guys, which, I mean, you know that, a lot of everything from modern country to Americana is heavily influenced by those, that, you know, half of it could be called classic rock still. You know, the Eagles would be a country band today, you know?
No.
So yeah, that's where, especially those harmonies and stuff like that, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, the Eagles, the Beatles, Zeppelin, stuff like that, as far as, you know, me and Steve in particular, the rest of the guys, Neil and Joe, who aren't with us, are also pretty, pretty big classic rock bands. Connor brings a little bit of different influence there, though. He's got a bit of a different.
Where does yours come from, Connor?
Yeah, I started playing classical music, obviously, as most piano players do. And then when I got into college, I went to music school out in Los Angeles and got really into all the jazz and blues stuff, which is really just boring rock and roll, right? So the band I was in previously, I was almost like a guitar player, so really I've toned it down with these guys now, at least in terms of the playing. But yeah, I listen to all sorts of stuff. Just about everything that these guys don't really. It's pretty remarkable how different our taste in music is. But since I've been playing with them, you know, there's a long list of artists that I've been introduced to, and vice versa. You know, I have some that are my favorites and they don't like to listen to in the car on the long trip. So
is that why they call you the Tasty Key?
Maybe. I don't know.
Got it.
Well, this all comes together for some pretty amazing sound. And the first song that we've got of yours queued up here is Gravel Roads. Tell us a little bit about that.
So that song I wrote actually quite a while back. So that's another big reason we're super excited for this to be our first single release off of the new 4-song EP. But yeah, that one was, we were talking a little bit about Wheatland Music Festival, which is primarily a bluegrass festival, which is another big one of my influences. I've been going for 30 years and I'm 33, so I've only missed a couple my whole life.
There you go.
And this song in particular, there's always one song at Wheatland that we kind of pick to jam throughout the weekend and get other people to sit in. And this was one of them, one of those Wheatlands long ago that we walked around and picked up fiddle players and harmonica players and stuff and walked around and jammed. So this was definitely inspired by the Wheatland Music Festival and the vibe there.
Well, I would certainly encourage everybody to look at the website for Gasoline Gypsies and check out this on YouTube. But we're going to give you the studio version, a little little more tame than perhaps what you'll see on stage. But here it is, Gravel Roads.
Gravel roads, open highways, trying to find a place to call my own. And I know you're going my way, honey. You ain't gonna stop this rolling stone. No. When I'm counting on these feet of mine to carry me where I might find a place where I can rest my weary head. Every time I turn around and stumble on uncharted ground, I end up wandering instead. Oh, yes, I do. Gravel roads. If I'll be here again.
Gravel
was awesome.
Gravel Roads, the Gasoline Gypsies. We really enjoyed that song. And again, like I say, you gotta see the live version. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was that was the, as far as, at least for me, that was definitely the peak so far of the shows that I've played, just because I've been dreaming of being on that Wheatland stage for since before I can remember. So that was a special night.
I understand that stage. That festival is a special festival for you. That date gets blocked out with red letters every year, if I have heard correctly.
That's right. Unless we're playing at Madison Square Garden or something. Right?
Well, we'll come see you there too.
Yeah.
So there's got to be a real great chemistry with the band when you're producing sounds that are that unique and that energetic. You guys have to just love playing together.
Yeah, we really do. And it's something special that I know a lot of bands don't have. You know, we've been doing this together for a real long time. And, you know, we have our share of arguments and stuff, obviously, with how tight-knit you have to be in a group like this. But, I mean, we get together at least once a week. In the down season, it's two or three times a week to rehearse. And we always have a good time. It's great. There's we all know how to talk to each other and what buttons to push and not to push, and all that good stuff.
Mostly which ones to push.
Just to agitate a little bit.
That's my role. Yeah, these guys have been playing together for so long that nobody will be mean to each other, because they've been too mean to each other in the past, but I haven't been that mean to anybody yet, so I can just kind of say whatever I want. It's great. Yeah,
Connor came in as nice. It was a really nice breath of fresh air. You know, you get so used to working with the same four guys forever, and you know, he broke the ice in a lot of ways and said what needed to be said in the right ways, you know, at some points and stuff. So
he's still in the honeymoon period there.
I don't know about that.
Or is it the hazing period? One of the two.
I do the hazing. Yeah.
So that basically that just tells me, what's the process that you guys go through? You know, is it what starts first? Is it the rhythm? Is it the lyrics?
When you're writing,
it's all over the place, really, and it always kind of has been for us. A lot of the time, a lot of these songs, I'll have, you know, a good portion of it finished and bring it in. But a lot of the times, Neil will have a riff or somebody will have an idea. You know, so a couple of them we've written all together, just kind of spontaneously. It's a little bit different every time, but just recently, we've all gotten pretty good at understanding and playing to the song instead of playing what we think needs to be in there. And especially with these new tracks that are coming out, we've really leaned into that and got better at listening to each other, what each other's playing, and you know, and doing the right thing. So,
well, and one of the new tracks that we could be talking about here this evening is Broken Arrow. Give us a little backstory on this and the exciting news surrounding it.
Yeah, so we're going to be releasing Broken Arrow on June 1st, along with a really cool party we're doing here in my hometown of Port Huron. We're running out a cruise ship that goes into Lake Huron for a couple hours, and then we're bringing it back to a venue that Steve and I helped build to do a show there. So that's the exciting news about the release. As far as the song goes, I wrote that tune with a friend of ours, Alex Holycross from the Native Powell. If you guys haven't heard them, you should really, really check them out. They're an incredible band doing really cool things right now. But it was after both of us had been on the road and kind of going through some stuff. And Broken Arrow is a song really about feeling worn out and beat up when you get back from the road, you know, and kind of using up all that serotonin for a week or two on end. And then you get home and things are a little bit weird, you know, and that's especially the chorus. That's kind of what that song's about. The verses are kind of about coming back home and dealing with some stuff.
Let's give it a listen. This is Broken Arrow from the Gasoline Gypsies.
Just another broken arrow, flung too many times. No longer straight and narrow, I was something in my prime. Been flying through the darkness, there's no light to see. Am I tripping over hard times? Are they tripping over me? Make peace with the
just another hickory, took on too many vines. The weight is gonna break me, but it'll take some time. I used to know this forest, every leaf and every tree. The world just keeps on a-growing, it ain't got no room for me. Make peace with the sorrow, what you stole from tomorrow ain't coming back, ain't coming back again. You'll break if you force it, it comes and it goes. You've got to let it out, you've got to let it in. Got to let it in. Sorrow, what you stole from tomorrow ain't coming back, ain't coming back again. You'll break if you force it, it comes and it goes. You've got to let it out, you've got to let it in. Oh, another broken arrow flung too many times. No longer straight and narrow, I was something in my prime.
Broken Arrow from the new EP from Gasoline Gypsies. That's an absolutely beautiful song. It, you know, it really is. I know there's a lot of pain in there, but that is just a beautiful song.
Thank you.
You bet. Now, you talked about you're going to be your release party on the 1st of June out on a yacht in Lake Huron. And I can't imagine there's going to be any fishing done while you're out there, but you've got some unique venues. Some
I
unique-
don't know about that.
Oh, no. Connor says, well, hey, your challenge accepted.
Not me.
But you've got some really unique venues that you guys have. Where's some of your favorite places to play?
You know, me personally, this festival circuit that we did this last summer has been really, was really outstanding. We got into, you know, Wheatland and, Bliss Festival for the first time, which are, you know, top tier festivals here in Michigan.
Bliss was unbelievable. Wheatland was great. Yeah. But Bliss was, it was a wild 3 days.
You've got a few on the schedule for this year as well. Now, this show airs on the 16th of May. I see on the 18th of May, you're playing at the Lansing Rock Festival.
Yeah, we'll be there with our friends, Patty Pashela and the Mayhaps, and another incredible band here from Michigan. That's going to be a really good one. We're definitely, we listened to some of the other artists who are playing that festival, and we decided to lean back into our harder rock.
A little
bit more for that one.
So it'll be a little more towards the hard side with the set that you've got there?
A little bit, yeah. We'll still touch on some of this stuff, but, you know, listening to some of the other bands, we'll definitely be doing, like, stuff like The Way It Goes and some songs like that that we've released in the past.
Super.
Yeah, coming from, I kind of come from the hard rock side of things, too, and I know you guys are up in Flint, so we'd be remiss if we didn't shout out Kevin Zink from Machine Shop, too.
There you go.
Yes.
That's the best spot in the world. I may have met with you guys a long time ago, I think. I was in a band that we kind of grew up in that place, so, yeah.
And which band was that, Connor?
I came from Trippin' Dixie.
Oh, yes, we know you. We know you.
We saw you.
Yes, we have spent many a night at the wonderful Machine Shop and a number of other venues around here. Yeah. That's the fun stuff, though. You mentioned the festivals. Is that really where you lean as far as where you want to play?
Yeah, I mean, that's as far as in-state, that's kind of what we're really leaning towards right now. You know, there's nothing against playing bar venues, and some of them are, I mean, obviously like Machine Shop, and there's lots of others that we could list off are super great. And the right shows, you know, the right time of year, I certainly would like to play those. But as far as Michigan goes, now that we broke into that upper echelon of the festival circuit a little bit, you know, that's definitely what we're trying to lean towards.
Well, it's interesting you say that. The gentleman was on the week before you, Mark Blumsteel, mentioned the same thing. He's played with you guys before and said the same. He's much prefers the larger the festival sorts of stages as opposed to some of the bars, with exception of some of those that do it well, like the Vault and the Michigan Shop and others.
Yeah.
Now, Intersection, we've spent a few days.
When we play out of state, there's a we love playing those sort of venues out of state, but we're still kind of building our brand and our name elsewhere, you know. So
you bet.
So I'm like a swag girl. So I like to check out the merch, and you have this collection called the Hometown Love Collection. Is there something behind that? Because those who are listening, you definitely need to check it out. And here shortly, you'll get to know where. But can you tell us about that? Because in there, there's something called the Gypsy Java. We're all over it.
Unfortunately, our friend who used to make that for us, he had to close down his shop not too long
ago. Oh, no.
I think there's still a few bags floating around if you can get your hands on them quick.
Oh, look at that one. We need one.
That is fantastic.
You can get them before I do.
As soon as we're done taping.
It's really good coffee.
I think Connor grabbed a bag of trip every time we went
out. There you go.
Take some home.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So we have that awesome coffee. And then our friends here at Whiskey Pine Pottery make some incredible works of art, mugs and plates and stuff like that. We're about to, we just went into their studio and signed a bunch of plates, hand signed them with ink.
Oh, terrific. It's like one of the hardest things I've ever done.
Yeah, it was surprisingly hard. It's great. And, those are kind of the two staples of that hometown, merch stuff. That pottery stuff is just incredible. Everybody, as soon as we release a new set of mugs or plates, people kind of flock over and
that's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Oh yeah, we were over it. We were like, add to cart. Add to cart.
So you got another one here lined up, Mud in the Water. Tell us a little bit about this tune.
So this one was written right before our little festival that we do most years, Gypsy Fest. And it was one of those ones. It was a concept that I had been working on for a very long time. It's kind of the loss of magic from childhood. You know, when you're a little kid, everything's fresh and new and green and things are exciting. And then you start to grow up and life kind of gets in the way just a little bit, trying to pay the bills and, be a responsible adult every once in a while kind of gets in the way of that beautiful magic thing that once was life. But, that's what music does for us, and that's why we keep chasing it. That's what this song is about, is just kind of growing up and dealing with the hardships that we all go through.
Super. Let's give it a listen. This is Mud in the Water from Gasoline Gypsies.
All my sins have been tucked away, hiding from the light of the coming day. When the sun rises, I may come around, or I'll linger in the shadows till it sinks back down. When I was young, the water clean, life was like ripples on a flowing stream. Somewhere, darling, things went wrong. Now there's mud in the water and the magic's gone. I've been giving in to the lesser man. The devil's been working with my idle hands. Tomorrow seems so far away when you're living in the light of a yesterday. When I was young, the water clean, life was like ripples on a flowing stream. Somewhere, darling, things been wrong. Now there's mud in the water and the magic's gone. It's gone.
magic's gone. It's gone. Breaks so my lungs could fill. Oh, good Lord, this road is mean when you're waiting on the promise of a dying dream. When I was young, the water clean. Life was like ripples on a flowing stream. Somewhere, darling, things went wrong. Now there's mud in the water and the magic's gone. There's mud in the water and the magic's gone. Mud in the water and the magic's gone.
Well, there may be a little mud in the water, but you hear songs like that and it makes it a little more tolerable. your music is very soothing, even it played at the level of Gravel Roads live. There's something that really kind of puts you in a different place with what you guys are playing, puts you in a better place.
I appreciate that. That means a lot.
So you're going to be in a lot of good places this summer. We're going to have a number of music festivals, and I know you've got quite a calendar that's already on your website there. Where do folks find you? Where, if you're your fans or the folks that are listening to this tonight, where do they find you? Where do they find out what you're doing?
TheGasolineGypsies.com is always a great place. We're pretty on top of the social media thing too. So if you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff, we're dipping our toes more and more into TikTok as well for all the younger folks out there.
TikTok.
And then anywhere you stream music, all these singles will be coming up. Like I said, Gravel Roads was just released on the 24th, I believe. And Broken Arrow will be out and streamable everywhere on June 1st.
So everybody be watching for that June 1st, May 24th. A couple of great tunes mm-hmm. going to be out there and available for you. And then, as we mentioned, Lansing Rock Festival this coming Saturday. The show comes out on the May 16th, May 18th. I've done that before. So for those who don't know, we tape this show usually a week or two in advance. And there have been a couple of times that I've made mention of where somebody's going to be playing this Saturday. And they say, oh, crap. Poor Connor, for those of you, you can't see the video we've got. Connor, I think, is back in his chair with his hand on his heart wondering if he's going to make this.
Oh, my gosh, man. I got some pretty big changes heading my way in my life, so I'm having a hard time keeping things straight. What day is what? Everything's upside down and going crazy.
What might that be? Let's break the news.
Man, I'm having a little girl at the end of June. My wife is like 34 weeks pregnant. Yeah, so I'm gonna be a dad for the first time.
Congratulations! That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
I got to see my little baby girl, who's now almost 27, this past weekend. But believe me, dude, the time goes mm-hmm. fast. Enjoy it while you've mm-hmm. got it.
It's, everybody says it, so it must be true, right?
Definitely. Well, congratulations. That's some thanks. Great stuff for you there. And don't have a heart attack before you figure out where
my
you're
gosh.
Playing and when.
Oh, no, there's just, man, I'll tell you, between the doctor's appointments and, all that's, it's a lot.
There's a lot there.
It's like four full-time jobs.
It'll be daddy giggly after this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, actually, everybody, you got to get out and see these guys. We got one more to play for you tonight. Calling Me Home. What's the backstory on Calling Me Home?
So I actually think that this is the oldest tune that we're releasing. I mean, we've been playing this out for, it's got to be 5 years or more. And this one I wrote, it was actually on a plane ride to Colorado for a little vacation, my first time going out there. And this was really one of those ones where it hits you all at once. And, by the time we were in the plane for, I'd say, less than an hour, pretty much the whole song was written. And I picked up my guitar as soon as we got settled in and wrote this one.
It's interesting the number of folks that we have talked to that have that same sort of experience. There's always one or two of these songs that just, it comes to you just like that.
Yeah, we call it the beam. You get hit by the beam. You gotta even if it's 4 a.m. and you're closing your eyes to go to sleep, you better get up and embrace it, because it only comes every once in a while.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. Well, this is the one that hit him like the beam. This is called Calling Me Home.
Snow. A great barren wasteland where nothing can grow. There's a hole in this globe, and the sunshine comes in. Wake me up, shake me up, watch me begin. Oh, I can calling me,
feel it calling me.
Oh, I can feel it calling me,
feel it calling.
It's calling me,
me
home, calling me home. There comes times in life when there's forks in the road, and you must decide to go high or go low. You give all you got just to get what you need. But those who seek harvest must first plant the seed. Oh, I can feel it calling. Seems, whoa! Of untainted beauty, unparalleled dreams. Hey! The father above me, the mother below. Whoa! I breathe it all in and I let it all go. Calling me,
feel it calling me.
Oh, I can feel it calling.
Another wonderful tune from the Gasoline Gypsies, Calling Me Home. I had the guitar riff that's in the intro there, and then you hear repeated throughout the tune. I just love that. I'm really hooked on to that. That's a really cool thing. Another great tune, and that one in a beam. So that's even better.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, fellas, we're going to wrap this up. Remind us again how everybody can get in touch with you and follow along where you're going.
Yeah, jump on to thegasolinegypsies.com. Like I said, we stay really up on top of the social media stuff, especially Facebook. We're really quick at responding and posting when and where we'll be doing stuff. So check it out there. And then Yeah, keep your eyes peeled on Spotify and Apple Music, wherever you stream tunes, because we have these four and we're about halfway done recording the next four. So we're going to be busting out about every month or two for the rest of the year. We'll be releasing new tracks. So.
We will certainly be watching here. Awesome. Caleb and Connor, appreciate having
you
on.
Thank you so much.
Gasoline Gypsies is our guest this week. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
And Quarter Peep, who we got coming up next week?
Yeah, so we have singer-songwriter Glenn Brook. I'm all excited about that one, too.
Oh, we know Glenn Brook.
Oh, wait, are there stories? Do we have another 10 minutes in the show here?
Nothing good, but man, you hang around that Yorg. You guys know Yorg? You ever met Yorg?
I have not met Yorg yet.
That's who you should have on your show. Not that Glenn Brook's not great, but Yorg is...
We'll work on.
He's like the wizard in the Wizard of Oz. He's behind the scenes with everybody.
Yeah, well, you guys are good. You're good recruiters for us here. We've got Nate Powell, Glenn Brook, and York.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. A lot of characters there.
We really appreciate having Gasoline Gypsies with us here tonight. Caleb and Connor, it's been a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, thank you so much, guys.
Looks like that's a wrap on tonight's show, folks. We'd like to thank once again the Gasoline Gypsies for joining us. All of you listening out there in podcast land, please don't forget to follow us on Spotify. Give us a like and a follow on Facebook. It's Vehicle City Sound. If you want to get in touch with us, you can drop us an email. We do answer them, and it's vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. Thanks again to our guest, Gasoline Gypsies. Quarter Peep, be good.